value of education. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khatam Nabiyina sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam emphasized on the importance of education for both men and women. The first word of Quran that was revealed to him was Iqra, which means to read. Our holy book, the Quran, promotes education and appreciates people who gain knowledge. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khatam Nabiyina sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam educated the people of Arabia with Quranic lessons. People who learned about holy teachings from our respected and beloved Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khatam Nabiyina sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam and converted to Islam passed on their knowledge to other people. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khatam Nabiyina sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam said, God, His angels, and all those in the heavens and the earth, including ants in their hills and fish in the water, send down blessings on those who educate others in beneficial knowledge. Thus, many new Muslims turned their houses into centers where people gained knowledge, and Hazrat Muhammad's Rasulullah Khatam Nabiyina sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam teachings spread to the people of Madina Munawwara. After the Battle of Badr, 70 people were taken captive. Many captives were businessmen from Makkah Mukarrama. Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khatam Nabiyina sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam forgave them and decided that instead of payment of money, the prisoners would educate 10 Muslim children each to gain freedom from Muslims. This was the first formal schooling system established by Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khatam Nabiyina sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. After his death, his companions traveled to neighboring countries to get education and share knowledge. Hence, education spread throughout the region. Women were given equal opportunities to contribute to the progress of society. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated over 2,210 teachings of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khatam Nabiyina sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Humans were advised not to blindly follow any ideas or beliefs of their ancestors. They were asked to understand the teachings, the reasons, and the wisdom behind them. This led the Muslims to educate themselves despite their prior beliefs and cultural origins, leading to a willingness to learn about the world. Muslims traveled to other parts of the world and contributed to medicine, mathematics, astronomy, physics, and chemistry. They discovered amazing things about the universe and made a lot of contributions in the development of science.